ladies and gentlemen, for your own safety, the captain has requested that you remain seated until we arrive at our gate. The seatbelt sign has been turned off and the boarding officer has cleared the aircraft. The correct local time here in Chicago is 1:30. Tuesday, June 14th. To remind you to check in the overhead compartments, coat closet, and seat area for all of your carry-on baggage, which must be taken with you. As Chicago is our first port of entry into the United States, all passengers must clear customs and immigrations here. It is necessary that all of your forms be properly filled out and visible to the agent as you're deplaning. On behalf of myself and the entire Northwest staff, we would like to thank you for flying with us today and hope you have a very pleasant day here in the Chicago area or wherever your final destination may be. We'll be right back.
Well, hot damn. That's quite a delightful piece that I can't even believe was even recorded. Zona Rose, originally a Gun Club song from their 1993 release Lucky Jim, but this was put together for the Jeffrey Lee Pierce Sessions Project in tribute to the late, great Jeffrey Lee Pierce. And this is a 7-inch that Stephen McDonald, bassist for Red Cross and the Melvins, produced and featured Stephen on bass, Keith Morris on vocals, Ty Siegel on the drums, and John Dwyer of OC's fame on guitar. I mean, what a lineup. I kind of want to get in their ear and go, how did you put this together? It's almost like a super group. What a great cover there of Zona Rose on Radio Valencia there for you. It's a 7-inch only release, too. Before that, some music there from the classic Detroit band Destroy All Monsters. 7-inch there, Niagara, of course, on vocals. Great Ron Ashton on guitar. And we heard What Do I Get? God damn, that's good. You know, they never did put out an official record, and most of what we get from them are live bootleg recordings. Melt Banana just before that. Great Japanese duo trio kind of thing. Mostly vocals with a vocal mod, like weird funky modulator and a guitar player. They do have a drummer that sits in on lots of sessions. I actually took this from a split 7-inch, but they did the track there, Rest the Fist. W-R-E-S-T. Rest the Fist. Yeah, out on Iguana Records. Started off the set there with Tropical Fuckstorm. The Happiest Guy Around is the track that we heard there. Also, just like in the last set when I played that, OCs from that split from the LMAC series, Loving Memory of Ariel. I don't know what the C is, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's a split. Liars are on side A, Tropical Fuckstorm on side B. John Hell is in the studio right here, Radio Valencia. It's what we do Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Thank you for being here with us. We really appreciate it. You know, we curate our own shows. We don't go to the trades and read what's popular. We don't go to Spotify and see what's popular. We don't go to ChatGPT and ask them to pull out what's popular. We just play what we like. We like things, you know, music we would really enjoy you enjoying. Like, we really want you to listen to what we're doing because we think we know what's good. We do. I mean, it's the kind of thing of like, I'm not going to be snooty about this. I spend a lot of time listening to music. I really enjoy what I listen to, and I'm like, I want to play this for you. I kind of get excited. It's like being in the room with your bestie, you know, and you're like, oh, hey, if you were this, let's play this, and then like we kind of go back and forth. Oh, you know how you play that? Oh, I want to hear this. Wow, you got that? I love that stuff. I just think it's so much fun. And that's why I really enjoy doing this all these years. Okay, I want to play some Bay Area-related 7-inches because I have a heap load. And I really want to thank Econo Jam Records in Oakland for not having a freaking clue what they had the other day, because I cannot believe I found this, and for the price. This is, you know, Greg Turkington, who's been in many bands and also known as Neil Hamburger. I don't want to be a spoiler for anything coming up later, by the way. Hint, hint. But he's had so many different bands over the years. And he was really young. Went to Washington High School in San Francisco. At like 15 years old, he was already performing live in San Francisco. He's just a few short years older than me. And I'd have to imagine I saw him perform with somebody in the past. I can't remember. Though I did get to hang out with him on stage when I emceed the Flipper New Year's shows at Bottom of the Hill a few years ago, because Neil Hamburger did opening sets. Anyway, he had this band with Kirk Hyatt, Otto Waldorf, and Bob Witzenhausen called Hello Kitty on Ice. What a great name. Hello Kitty on Ice. And we're gonna hear the track Man with a Hole in His Throat. Yes! Hello Kitty on Ice! What a great name for a band. Right here on Radio Valencia.
conversations going.
Three-day stubble right here on Radio Valencia, classic San Francisco nerd punk band. Bing Bong. Bing Bong. I have so much history with those guys. What a great band. Donald the Nut. Love him. He lives in Japan now. What a delightful human being. I came late to the party with Three-day stubble. Wafer of Darkness was being released, I think. Was that their third record? And I got to hang out with them quite a bit. In the 90s into the O's when they would play. And whenever they come back to town, I like to get a chance to go and see them. Donald comes back once a year, twice a year, and they'll play. And I got to hang out. And Don Bowles of the Germs played drums with them for a little while. I have a history with that guy, too. He's weird. Anyway, some music in there as well from the Mutants. San Francisco's the Mutants. I actually had Brendan Early on the show about a year or so ago. It was real fun getting to talk to him. Heard the song Love Song recorded live at Mabue. Started off the set with Hello Kitty on Ice. With Man with a Hole in His Throat. John Hell, That's My Name. Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Always a pleasure. The Gubbio Project was co-founded in 2004 as a non-denominational project hoping to offer respite and refuge for the unhoused people of San Francisco's Tenderloin Project. The Gubbio Project currently strives to broker understanding between working poor and the unhoused in the Tenderloin and Mission Districts. That's where we are, by the way, the Mission District. Today, they aim to provide a clean and beautiful space for people to rest during the day and attend to the physical, social, psychological, and spiritual well-being of their homeless guests. To find out more about how you can help the Gubbio Project, visit them online at thegubbioproject.org. That's G-U-B-B-I-O, thegubbioproject.org. John Hell here, going until 10 o'clock tonight. More San Francisco Bay Area related 7 inches in my hands. All 7 inches tonight. That's all I've got for you. So all vinyl, all 7 inches. Not all necessarily 45 RPM. I just want to let that be known. Here's a great band. A big fan of John and Dave Barry, the brothers Barry and their band Psychotic Pineapple. And so I want to throw this one out there to you. This one goes back a ways, doesn't it? Their song here, I Wanna Get Rid of You. I really don't, but you know, it's the name of the song, Radio Valencia.
My name is Neil Hamburger, and I'm glad to be here today to present another installment of humor. Are you ready to laugh? Are you ready to laugh? Come on now. Put your hands together. Are you ready to laugh? Well, I am anyway. It's been a tough year for the Hamburger family. My uncle passed away, and it was very sudden. He choked to death on the Oprah Winfrey show. Well, what do you expect? His TV had a 19-inch screen, and his throat isn't that big. But, my wife wants to have another child, though. But she's worried about cellulite. And I say to her, what do you mean cellulite? With the high cost of raising kids these days, you should worry about cell-you-house. Oh, but who am I kidding? No one would marry me. But that's my life. Yeah, I went to see my shrink the other day. I said, Doc, what can I do? My career is miserable. He says, Neil, what you got to do is pay your bills. Until you pay me what you owe me, I can't help you with any further psychiatric treatment. A funny man. But things aren't just crazy for me. Things are crazy everywhere. And not just here in Fort Lauderdale either. Do we have any locals in the audience? Yeah, I love the locals. They're always the warmest, most receptive crowd, especially since my sister became a meter maid for the parking lot across the street, and anyone who doesn't laugh will be issued a ticket at the end of the performance. Okay. Anybody here from out of town? Hello? Is anybody here from out of town? How about you, sir? Where are you from? Don't be shy. Where are you from? Come on. Tell me. Come on. Where are you from, zipper lips? We got a zipper lips in the audience. Hey, everybody, it's a zipper lips. Hey, Mr. Zipper Lips. Your wife has got zipper hips, if you know what I mean. And I've got zippers on my fingertips to explore her zipper hips. If you touch my zipper grip, zipper lips. Oh, you fucking zipper pricks. Does anybody want to hear more of my zipper shtick? Well, but this is a nice club. I especially like this blue curtain here behind me. It makes me feel like I'm in a toilet paper rehab clinic for Lorena Bobbitt's plumber. But anyway, has anyone here grown tired of Tanya Harding? Hey, wait a minute. Who's paying who here? How about some support? And I'm not talking about maiden form bras either. You don't want to mess with Neil Hamburger. Yeah. Hey, has anybody out there noticed that the Slurpees at 7-Eleven have been getting worse and worse lately? No, really. The quality just isn't there anymore. Perhaps they're using cheaper ingredients. Maybe it's just the one in my neighborhood. Maybe it's just that since I started brushing my teeth every morning with horse shit, my sense of taste has gone down the drain. Anyway, what's the difference between an astronaut and a resident of San Francisco? An astro's not likely to catch AIDS. Okay. You don't like topical, up-to-the-minute humor, huh? Well, hell, did you hear the one about King Henry II? He caught the clap from Eleanor of Aquitaine. Well, maybe it was just a cold sore. How about some more zipper shtick, huh? Zipper lips, zipper pips, zipper tipser, zipper zippity doodah, yom kippur, zipper pipper, 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 crapper, dapper, dapper, zippity doodah, bah, zappity, zappity, zip, zaze.
Oh, that. Of course, we all know that. Don't we? We know it. That's a little bit of an L.A. San Francisco supergroup there called Altamont. Doing a fabulous cover of Blue Oyster Cult's Transmaniac on MC, featuring Del Crover there on guitar and bass. Well, the Melvins there. Cody Willis on drums. He was playing with the Melvins at that time. Dan Southwick in there on bass. Joey Osborne on drums. A couple of Bay Area boys. And Toshi Kasai there on guitar, organ, and vocals. And he is an engineer-producer, really, of the Melvins today. Oh, that's just delightful. I took that off of a wonderful 7-inch out on Secret Serpents Records. Alan Forbes did the cover for this. Really great stuff. Limited edition. Crash Worship just before that. G Rouge, the name of it. Sure, I played it at the right speed. What are you trying to say to me? Neil Hamburger just before that. Ladies and gentlemen, Looking for Laughs out on Amarillo Records. A 7-inch. And one day I should play the B-side, because the B-side is an intimate interview with Neil talking about the recording of Looking for Laughs. Started off the set there with I Wanna 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 Get Rid of You. Psychotic Pineapple, the name of the band. Great San Francisco band. Legendary San Francisco punk band. John Hell is my name. Legend in my own mind. Going until 10 o'clock tonight. DJ Doug will be coming in. Beyond All Limits. Great for rainy night weather. He is a good late night DJ. He just is. You know, oftentimes, you know, the DJ fits the spot, you know, and he really does. You know, sometimes they don't. Like, sometimes I hear a DJ and I'm like, you don't fit the spot very well. You don't. I don't enjoy the spot that you're in. The music's good, not for the time, but he is. He's good. So 10 to midnight on a rainy night, I really encourage you just to keep Radio Valencia going. You will not be sorry. Tune in every week. I'll be back, of course, next week as well. Do you know I do have a blog? It's called the Hellfire Blog. That's right, the Hellfire Blog. hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. That's all one word, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. And you can go check out all my playlists. Links to all of my shows are available. 500, my 523rd show on Radio Valencia. I've done a number of specials, so I'm probably over 530 at this point, but that's okay. So you can go there. That's hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com. I always write up a little blurb to go along with it to be witty and timely. So check it out and enjoy. Leave a comment if you will. All right, we're going to head down to L.A. for this next set. Mike Watt and the Second Man right here. Split 7-inch with Zigzags. We're going to hear Sunken City, Radio Valencia. Detroit's pure hell right here on Radio Valencia. Courageous Cat, the name of the track, the B-side, recorded back in 1975 in New York City. Often considered to be the first black punk band. I believe they're playing Mosswood Meltdown this summer, as a matter of fact. Zigzags just before that, 7-inch Rippin' Death, the track that we heard right there, and started off the set with Mike Watt and the Second Men. Actually took it off of a split with the Zigzags. Sunken City, the name of the track. John Hell is my name. It's all 7 inches tonight. You know, something I do love about a good 7-inch, a lot of 7-inches, that's the only place you're going to find it. You're not going to find those songs on anything else. And a lot of what I played tonight, that's it. You're not finding them on full lengths. You're not going to find them on a compilation. It's on 7-inch. You got to go splurge. You got to go buy it. The B-sides of a 7-inch are a real treat, man. You can't find that shit anywhere, yo. Anyway, I'm just about out of here, making way for DJ Doug. He'll be in top of the hour. And thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be back 2 weeks, so you know what, I'm in every other week, so when I'm not in, it's a rerun. You know, I've got over 500 of these shows, folks, so I always make a request from our dear man Marco for which show I want to have played. So when I'm not here, I got something special queued up for you, but do check out the blog, Hellfire Blog, hellskitchenradio.blogspot.com, all the playlists, all the links, you can check it out anytime. And send me a note, would you? Follow me on the Instagram, it's the only social media I'm on, it's just at John Hell, it's that simple. You can find me there, find me anywhere. With that being said, I'll leave you with a couple of tracks. First one is an Alex Chilton produced piece, considered, I guess, Memphis's first punk band. Sure, the Klitz, K-L-I-T-Z, off of a 7-inch called The Sounds of Memphis. We're going to hear a track here called Couldn't Be Bothered, featuring Gail Elise Clifton on the vocals, Lisa Aldridge on the guitar and vocals, Amy Gassner on the bass, Marcia Clifton on the drums. Recorded and produced by Alex Chilton in 1978, along with Domingo Sam Zamudio, pardon me, summer of 1978. It's some lo-fi stuff, but it's pretty damn tasty right here. Radio Valencia.
I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every byway. Oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step. A along the byway. Oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way.
Thank you very much. You're a fantastic audience. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good night.
I'd like to do a medley.
Good night until we meet again. Adios, au revoir. I'll be the same.
You know.